Brussels, Belgium was the scene this week of an encounter with health and science journalists in which reports were presented on the state of national health systems and new public health initiatives in member states. The acting director of the European Commission's Public Health Directorate, John F. Ryan, spoke with Vatican Radio's Salvatore Sabatino.
For public health emergencies, our biggest problems at the moment are to make sure that communicable diseases are under control. So we have, on the communicable diseases side, it's one of the exceptions at European level, we actually have legislation in place. And the legislation obliges the member states to inform each other when there are outbreaks of communicable diseases which could affect another member state. An example would be if you have a small outbreak of measles in one school in Italy, it's not necessary to notify the other 26 member states. But if you have a case of TB, tuberculosis, in an air passenger in Rome Airport, and the passenger is travelling on to Frankfurt and then is going to Amsterdam, that's a problem, so which could affect many member states, and therefore we have to do contact tracing. The other problem which we have is a more global problem of communicable diseases, where you have climate change, which is affecting the diseases we have in Europe, which we normally don't have in Europe. For example, malaria in Greece, dengue fever, which is transmitted by mosquitoes, in Portugal at the moment, and chikungunya in Italy. So these are three examples of diseases which are not normally European continent diseases, but which are coming in now because of climate change. So we need to be aware of these diseases coming in, and which can affect the blood safety, for example. Because if you're giving your blood as a blood donor, and you may have chikungunya circulating without knowing it, this can be transmitted to thousands of people, a little bit like HIV was 20, 30 years ago. So we need to be aware of these emerging diseases. And the third problem concerns the risk of pandemics, because everybody who you speak to in the scientific world will say that there is a big danger of emerging diseases like avian influenza. The transmission of bird flu to humans, for example, is a big risk. Now, if it actually happens, and if a disease which affects birds is transmissible between humans, then we've got a big problem, because we don't have any resistance. And the pandemic which we had in 2009, the so-called swine flu, or the Mexican flu pandemic, was really a minor pandemic, because very few people got sick. But the scientists are telling us to expect, on the basis of history, on the basis of the Spanish flu experience in 1919, and in the basis of other pandemics like SARS, we should expect something to happen. And that's why we need to have in place the systems which allow the member states to prepare and to have vaccines in place and antivirals and antibiotics in sufficient quantities so that these outbreaks can be stopped. Because the effect on the economy is enormous. You know that the E. coli event last year in Germany, the E. coli food poisoning event in Germany, it cost 900 million euros to the European budget, simply in reimbursing money to the farmers. The hospitals were full in Germany. All our exports to Russia were stopped for 2 months of fruit and vegetables. So the economic effects are enormous. The health effects are enormous. If you can imagine this spread over the 27, you can imagine the cost. So we should do everything we can to prepare for these types of...
And you work on campaigns of sensibilization, for example, on alcohol, obesity, vaccination. But these campaigns, they don't arrive to the people. It's just a problem of communication?
Well, what we try and do is not to organize European-level campaigns only, but we try to engage with the member states, because the member states are responsible for the health system. So, for example, for vaccination, for childhood vaccination, we're trying to form relationships with the member states and also with the healthcare workers in order to make sure that these messages are passed to everybody who's concerned. One of the problems which we have are the people on the margins of society, in other words, the people who are outside the healthcare system. I'm talking here about illegal migrants, for example, but also populations like the Roma, where they're outside the health system. So therefore, whatever we do in a normal information campaign, whether it's about smoking, obesity, whether it's about vaccination or whatever, they are not going to get these messages. So we need to be sure that the people who are at the bottom of the pyramid, the bottom of society, should just use that language, that these are somehow given special treatment, because these are the people who are the most vulnerable. They're outside the school system, they're outside the hospital system, and we must make sure that they're not forgotten about, you know.